Welcome to Follow Your Kind podcast, a show where we explore the meaning of kindness and how we can express it in our daily lives. My name is Christina and I'm your host. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Follow Your Kind podcast. And today we have amazing Jamie with Jamie's Cookie Dough. And I'm excited about this conversation, and she also brought me some amazing looking cookies to try, so I cannot wait to dig in those. But we'll start with you. Will you introduce yourself?
Hi, nice to be here. I'm Jamie. Me and my husband have been in Atlanta now for just over a year. We love it here. It's a very interesting place. And I'm excited to see what questions you have for me.
Yes, I have a lot. So. Well, first of all, we'll just briefly mention that Jamie owns with her husband, right, a really cool cookie company that makes vegan cookies that look amazing and taste amazing. But she also is a vegan in her personal life, so I always am curious about how the transition happens for people. And I know we haven't talked in detail about that, but you did mention that it was an interesting one. So maybe if you don't mind, tell us your vegan story.
If interesting is the word for it, it's a strange story. So honestly, I grew up, I'm half Italian. I grew up with tons of Italian food, which obviously involved lots of meat. Mm-hmm. So if anybody had ever asked me, I would have said, yeah, right. You know, like most people say, yeah, right. I would never be vegan. And I had a friend that I worked with, and we're also friends on Facebook, and I would see she was vegan, and she would tell me about it, and I'd go, oh, okay. And I would always see her posts, and I would just get so, like, angry at the post. Not upset at the post, but, like, mm-hmm. angry. Why does she have to post this, you know? Posts related to animal cruelty mm-hmm. and things, and I would just get so upset. Why would she post these
Annoying.
Things, you know? But it would sit in the back of your head, and, you know, but you'd just push it off, and... one day I was driving into work, and it was very early in the morning, and I apologize for this story, but I was driving down the road, and I see people kind of just driving around something in the road, and I'm like, what are they driving around? And there was a cat that was injured in the road. Somebody Aww. Had hit it, and it was still alive, and it was injured. It couldn't get up, mm-hmm. and I'm watching these people just, you know, oh, I have to go to work, so they're driving around it, and I'm like, who's just leaving this poor cat here?
Yeah.
So I pull over in the middle of the road. I'm like, well, I'm going to have to get him. So I dig through my car to find different things to try and help him. And he was really badly injured. So I got him scooped up in the car, took him to the emergency vet. Unfortunately, at that point in time, he was beyond saving. But I didn't want to leave him there. And in my brain, I was like, why would anybody just ignore him? And then it was just like, click, you know. And it started out slow. From that day, I didn't, you know, I went vegetarian basically that day, or pescatarian.
How old were you,
Matt? This was five and a half years ago, actually. It's not that long ago. And I went pescatarian like overnight. Mm-hmm. And my family's like, oh, or, you know, really, from a cat? And I was like, I just, and then most people thought I would go back slowly to eating meat. And yeah. it just went the other way. I was like, well, if I don't eat meat, why do I eat fish? And then if I don't eat fish, why do I eat, you know? And then eventually, it's actually this November will be my, we call it, you know, big anniversary, my 5 year. So it was just, it was an interesting transition. It was about 6 months of full transition. But for me, it was completely animal related, mm-hmm. not health related at the time, but I try at this point. But
That is a really interesting story. I don't think I've heard anything like that before. Were there any influences that kind of helped you along the way where you were getting either as a resource or any guidance, I don't know, like cookbooks or documentaries?
I mean, it was, you know, when I first started, it was just, you know, maybe a person here, a person there. There wasn't anything specific. I know he's pretty polarizing, but Gary Yourofsky, I watched a few mm-hmm. speeches by him, and again, it just helped everything kind of click into place, you know, and I'm okay if everybody doesn't agree with how people do their activism or, you know, how people went vegan or how quickly it takes them. So yeah. I watched lots of different videos. A lot of them were just different, you know, different videos I happened to look up online. I always fancied myself a pretty decent cook, so I was like, oh, this should be no problem. The very first vegan thing I made was so awful I had to throw it in the trash.
And
I don't throw anything away.
What was it?
I tried to make this soup and it was awful. I tried to make like a, basically I tried to replace everything I would have made in a traditional, you know, meat-based soup with replacement stuff, and it just went horribly awry. Now, on the other hand, I make awesome food and sweet treats as well.
What was the hardest thing to give up for you? Was there anything?
I wouldn't say there was the hardest thing, because it was a, you know, a 6-month transition, as each thing went, it no longer appeals to me to the point where, like, my husband loves the Impossible Burger.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it and I don't even enjoy it because it tastes just like meat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it freaks me out. It's just like that taste isn't there anymore.
Right.
I mean, in cooking and in baking, sometimes there's things that are hard to replace and can be difficult to find replacements for, but nothing that I like miss or I'm like, oh my goodness, I really, nah.
Right. It's really interesting. I don't think in my transition, I don't think I really missed anything either. And from the way I look at it, and maybe you can relate, is when it really makes sense for you intellectually, when you just understand that that's just like this is the way to go, when it's so clear to you, it just falls off. Like the cravings just fall off. You don't really miss that because you're not doing it because you're taking something away from yourself. You're doing it because you're choosing a different path.
Right. Absolutely.
That is really interesting. So, what about your husband?
So my husband. He's not vegan yet, and I'm always going to say yet.
I love it.
But he's still, you know, a number of years ago, I mean, he was like very much like, you do your thing, mm-hmm. I'll do my thing. Now, you know, he's at this point, I would say basically pescatarian, mostly vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But if I like, basically if I cook dinner and it's vegan, he eats it and
right.
That's what he's had for the day. So I try to cook as many meals as possible so I can be like, look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you know, he tries to make good choices on his own and he loves vegan food. We go, like, if we go out, you know, we're going to a vegan restaurant,
yeah.
You know, 90% of the time.
That's
so
really cool.
For him, you know, at first it was weird because when we got, when we first started going out and seeing each other, I was omnivorous.
Mm-hmm.
So it was tough because it was like right in the middle of like our relationship and it's like, oh no, I hope this isn't a deal breaker. But it wasn't. We're still together. Yay.
Good. What are some of your favorite vegan meals today?
Oh my goodness. That's so difficult. It depends on if I'm going out or if I'm making it home. I love vegan Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
That's one food I just cannot master at home is Thai food. Because I'm very particular about coconut in my food and I cannot get it right at home, but when I can get any, like I love going to, I'll give a shout out to Sunflower. I love going to get their
Sunflower.
Pad Thai because it's like a mix between peanut noodles and Pad Thai and it's my favorite. So I love that.
What about to make?
To make, oh my goodness, that's tough. I just like to make kind of easy things at home,
mm-hmm.
But my favorite easy thing to make honestly is a quick Italian pasta sauce. My sister and I have a secret ingredient that I will not divulge that makes it amazing, but it's super easy. It's, you know, 15 minutes on the stove, and it tastes like something that cooked for, like, 12 hours.
Oh, I love it. Is it like a marinara
yeah.
type or tomato
yeah.
base?
So I do, you know, I might put mushrooms in it or different vegetables depending on my mood, and that's probably my favorite thing to make at home.
Do you ever run into any difficulties when you, like, go to the restaurants or when you talk to people?
Yeah, I mean, I get your usual, depending on the situation, you know, you get your usual people who are like, you know, inquisitive people. Oh, well, how you know, how do you get your protein? You know, clearly I have not died. I'm still standing here. You know, your usual people, then you get your people like, oh, I could never do that. Or then you're angry people who get mad about it.
Right.
In going out to eat, it's gotten to the point, I am super appreciative of restaurants that are accommodating and have things on
mm-hmm.
the menu that are clearly labeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's an Omni restaurant, when they're labeled, that makes it obviously super
so
easy.
Easier.
Unfortunately, I've had me and even my poor sister. My poor sister is a newer vegan. And the first two times she went to a certain restaurant, it's not here, from my native land of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And both times she went, they served her meat instead of the vegan option.
What?
Accidentally, but both times she bit into it and then realized after the fact. So, and that's happened to me. So most of the time when I go out, I prefer to go to an all vegan restaurant because there's not going to be that chance.
Right.
But I want to make sure that like restaurants know we love when there's those options there, because I like to be able to just point at the menu and go, this is what I want, and not have to go and have to ask the wait staff. And, you know, and I mean, yeah, there's been times where I go out and I just go, bring me, you know, are they plain French fries? Bring me French fries. Bring me a plain salad, you know, oil and vinegar on the side. And that's what I eat. And I'm okay with that. It's, you know,
yeah.
But for them here, super, super accommodating in Atlanta.
Atlanta,
it's amazing.
Rocking it.
I've been here over a year, and I still haven't been to every. I have a running list in my phone of places to eat.
What are some of the favorite places that you've gone to so far?
Well, where we happen to be located, we are right down the street from one of the Sunflower locations, mm-hmm. and one of the Loving Huts. I mean, minutes from my home, I could walk to them. So we go there a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm also right down the street from Jinya Ramen Bar, which is not vegan, but they have the most amazing vegan ramen, if you haven't had it.
I have not had it.
It's awesome. I do some switcheroos, so it's the ramen with all the vegetables in it, but they have this really awesome spicy, creamy sauce. It's really delicious.
That sounds amazing.
So those are like our frequents, because they're right down the street from us and like super easy. We like to go to, I'm trying to think of where else we go. I mean, I have a whole list in my phone I'd probably look through.
Something that you're looking forward to go to where you haven't been yet?
They're in my phone. A lot of people have been posting about a few different burger places in the area. And despite the fact that, like, I'm not like, oh, I need to go out for a burger, a lot of them have milkshakes, onion rings, all kinds of, like, just naughty stuff that are tough to get when you go out. A lot of places might have, you know, a vegan option, but they don't have a milkshake, or they don't have certain side dishes. But I have to look in my phone.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Just curious. Okay, let's talk about your business now. Very curious. Tell me how did that started? Where did the idea come from? And what are you up to right now?
So the business started, I only just started in October.
That's it? You're rocking it. I feel like everybody knows about you.
It started out, we moved here last, right at the beginning of May last year. And I've been in retail for many, many years. And I looked at my husband, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in retail the rest of my life, you know. And I had been making, you know, these different cookies, and everybody, you know, would jokingly say, you know, oh, you should start your own business. And then finally when we got here, I was like, can I do that? Is that cool? You know, as long as we can pay the bills, let's go for it. And so I started in October, and it actually was perfect timing. I don't know if you went to the Atlanta International Night Market.
I did not.
It was at North Lake Mall. Yeah, it was at North Lake Mall in November, and they were looking for, they basically have what they call the Vegan Village, and it's a little area of tents of all vegan vendors, whether it be food or, you know, makeup or, you know, different goods. And I applied and got accepted. And I was petrified, honestly, because I had just started. I was like, I don't even know if I can make that many cookies. I mean, I looked like the Keebler Workshop getting ready for that.
How many cookies?
I made more than this. I unfortunately, you know, some of my recipes were newer, and I would say lost a few to the weather. Some of them were too fragile to serve. But as far as I could tell, I didn't have an exact count, but I probably sold over the course of 3 nights about 850 cookies.
Oh my God.
So I got to, you know, that really helped kind of jumpstart.
And you were making them in your home kitchen?
No, I am not. I actually work out of a shared kitchen. Because I'm in an apartment, I know here in Atlanta you can get a cottage license, which a lot of bakers do. But I'm in an apartment with pets, and I just don't, for me, I don't really want to, and you know, one single oven, it's just not doable.
Okay.
So I work out of, actually, I work out of a shared kitchen. So I actually also wholesale in addition to doing what I do. So that's how, you know, like, you know, Ryan sells them through the cooker site.
Yeah, I saw that.
But yeah, so I actually work out of a shared kitchen that has like convection ovens and everything.
Good. I'm sure that's helpful.
But yeah, that's how I started out, went to that. And then, you know, it's an online business. You know, you can order them to be delivered for, you know, you want trays of cookies for your party, or I've delivered for business meetings, whatever it might be. People can order to pick up, so we pick a meetup point and they can pick up the trays of cookies if they don't want them delivered to their home. I now ship. I just started a couple months ago shipping nationwide, because you need a special permit for everything.
Wow.
So I just started shipping nationwide, so I can, you know, if you want cookies for your friends and family, they become individually wrapped, and they get sent out either Priority or FedEx, so they get there nice and quick.
That is so cool.
And then I'm also now at the downtown Alpharetta Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm. That's where you were today.
Mm-hmm. So I do that every Saturday morning. I have fresh baked cookies there. And just starting today, I just debuted my cookie dough bar. So basically, it is edible cookie dough sundaes. You get your choice of flavor of cookie dough topped with three toppings, and I have all kinds of toppings. I have crushed, their Trader Joe brand's Oreos, pretzels, vegan marshmallows. I have homemade caramel sauce, fudge sauce, and peanut butter sauce. The coconut whip topping, pretty much anything.
Amazing.
So you can make like cookie dough sundaes. So that went over pretty well today.
That is an Alpharetta Fresh Market?
That's an Alpharetta.
Ryan just told me that there is a vegan fresh farmer's market that is on Saturday.
Yeah, it just started. Well. It wasn't, it wasn't as widely spread as I had hoped, so I don't know. Unfortunately, it's Saturday mornings as well,
exactly,
and it's like just started, so I hadn't heard about it before this, so I can't do it at the same time, but it looks like Ryan was, once when he's there with his tent, he is approved to sell my cookies, so he should have some of my cookies there to sell as well, since
so
I can't be
the
there in
tent,
person.
Right?
Yes.
So if you go to the cooker tent and to get some of the Jamie's cookies, and then if you want to order your cookies, where do people go to your website?
So I don't have a full website. I work through a Facebook business page. So you can go on Facebook and find me under Jamie's Cookie Dough.
Okay.
And I'm on Instagram as Jamie's Cookie Dough.
Perfect. How did you come up with the name?
Another one of my fun, interesting stories. So my original vision was basically, because I know that there is ready-to-eat vegan cookie dough out there. There's ready-to-eat, ready-to-bake vegan cookie dough. I wanted to have kind of pre-portioned, either frozen or pre-portioned refrigerated, where it like kind of like break and bake cookies. That was my vision originally. And when I was looking around online trying to decide on my name, Jamie's Cookies was already a thing. Mm-hmm. Like somebody already owned that website, whatever. And it was kind of a last minute pinch because I needed a business name to apply for that night market. Mm-hmm. So I said, it's just going to be Jamie's Cookie Dough. My husband's like, okie dokie. And then unfortunately, it has caused a little confusion for the time being, because a lot of people, when I do my, any of my tents, you know, pop-up things, it's my baked cookies. And people would walk up and go, do you have the dough? You know, and looked confused. And I didn't have the dough because a lot of places, they don't have power. Mm-hmm. You don't have power. You don't have anything refrigerated. So now that I have power at the Alpharetta's Farmer's Market, I have a refrigerator and I have the dough now.
Okay. So tell me, to me as an educated Ukrainian in the cookie world, so the dough before the cookies baked.
Yes. So like if
Can
you
eat
were to go
it?
In your, yes. So cookie, like traditional cookie dough is usually not safe to eat for a few reasons. Number one is, you know, it normally would have eggs in it, which obviously if they're not pasteurized are not safe. They can carry salmonella. Uh-huh. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that flour is not a safe food to eat raw. Flour is actually an untreated, uncooked food and has to be heat treated to be safe. So the flour actually has to get heated to a certain temperature before it gets mixed in.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
yeah.
Interesting.
So since there's no eggs, we don't have that risk, and the flour gets heat treated. So it'd be like if you went in your kitchen and mixed up your cookie dough and then sat down with a bowl and ate it instead of sticking it in the oven.
But you're not supposed to do that, right?
But you can. Well, you can with this. So that's why there is edible cookie dough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good to know. But you can still bake it too to make a cookie.
So the ones that I have at the farmer's market is ready to eat. It doesn't have any leaveners in it. So I don't have the ready to bake there yet. Like I will be in the future bringing pre-portioned containers of take and bake dough.
That is cool.
It's just that it's so hot out, I don't want it to melt before people get
out. Have to deal with Atlanta weather.
Yeah.
So obviously the vegan component of it is a no-brainer and no compromise for you. It's something that's very important, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit more?
The no compromise part, actually, which is part of my logo, as you can say, is kind of a two-parter. Never compromise, meaning I'm not going to use any ingredients that aren't vegan. So even the sugar I use is not filtered through bone char, which is a common problem with sugar-based ingredients, is that they filter traditional sugar through bone char. So a lot of people do not want to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But it also means not compromising on taste or what people might be used to. Most of my customers that come to me are not vegan. They stop, they see cookies, and they want cookies.
I love it.
And then they look at the sign afterwards and go, you know, they're taken aback. They're shocked. These are vegan? And, you know, they come back week to week.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a two-parter. I don't want anybody to have to give up something just to eat, you know, the treats.
Right. Do you enjoy the challenge of coming up with recipes and making the cookies that do not have the traditional ingredients in them, or do you see it as an obstacle?
I do. Every week I have, I change, half of my flavors every week are rotated to be something fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. I can have hits or misses. For example, you know, a few of the weeks I've brought, you know, randomly bought like a lemon blueberry cookie and it came out perfectly and everybody loved it. Today, last week actually, I bought peaches at the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. I made the peaches into a homemade peach jam, cooked it down, and took my sugar cookie dough, put it inside the sugar cookie dough to basically kind of make almost like a cookie pie. Mm-hmm. While it tasted delicious, it fell apart basically.
Right.
So today I just served it as a freebie sampler, you know, here, you know, try it out. And everybody loved the flavor. It just, you physically couldn't hold it in your hand. So sometimes it's a hit or a miss, you know, and I enjoy the challenge to see what will work, what won't. My husband's always surprised because I'm like, I made a new flavor. And he's like, are you sure? And then he eats it. He's like, oh, this is amazing. And I'm like, you know.
Oh, that's cool. So, and you mentioned that you and your husband started the business. How?
It's actually my business.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that's the running joke. My husband helps me in every aspect of it. I wouldn't be able to do it without him.
He helps you with sampling cookies, right?
For the most part, he's at the kitchen helping me. He's at the farmer's market helping me. Whatever it might be, he's my right hand man. That's the running joke. It's actually, you know, when we joke around, he's like, no, no, it's your business. You're good. So it's in my name.
I love it. Hence the name Jamie's Cookie. What were some of your favorite flavors so far?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
It changes every week when I come up with a new one. Mm-hmm. Honestly, probably my favorite flavor is the, I call it the strawberry shortcake. If my sister hears this, she'll tell me, my other sister will tell me she invented it. But basically, when I put, I like to put different fruits in the cookie. I use freeze-dried fruits because they hold up better in cookies, so they don't make them too soggy. But it has strawberries, white chocolate, and then it's rolled in graham crumb.
Oh, that sounds
it's really
amazing.
Good. That's probably my favorite. The majority of people who eat my cookies love my original, the salted chocolate chip. I'm actually not a chocolate chip fan. That's probably my least favorite cookie.
That's interesting. That's why you're so creative and that's what
keeps
you.
Because I come up with, yeah.
Right, because your chocolate chip is like the basic classic. It's not like your favorite. What are some of the other principles other than the vegan and no compromise? What are some of the other principles that you try to bring to life in your business that are important to you?
You mean specifically like with the items or
just in general, kind of what is your value scheme as you look to develop it? It sounds like you're obviously kind of taking a risk and going out and not being scared of trying new things and coming up with new flavors. So the dedication to keeping it interesting and exciting is a big one. You also seem like a very energetic and fun person, so I'm sure you probably bring in a lot of fun to this.
With my background in retail, I mean, I definitely like interacting with the customers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for me, you know, it's a lot of different things with the business. I mean, I have, you know, goals in my head. You know, a lot of people go, what's your plan for the future? And it, unfortunately, is always changing. You know, some days I go, you know, I want a cookie shop. I want people to walk in and be able to have cookie dough sundaes and fresh baked cookies and, you know, whatever it might be, you know, come in there. And then, you know, my sister and I have talked about opening a cafe. So it'd be part cookies and part food and part, you know. So that's always changing. For me, I just want to make sure, you know, that I like my customers to be happy. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to enjoy my product. I want people who aren't vegan to be go, you know, to be able to say, wow, this isn't so difficult. You know, this tastes just like I'm used to. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the big deal? And I think for me, I find sweets are one of the easier things to get people with, you know, as opposed to trying some elaborate, you know, cooked dinner, a sweet treat, you know.
Right. Or some kind of kale green smoothie.
Right. I try to keep it, you know, kind of ever changing. I always want to go, you know, improve. You know, I have customer feedback every week. You know, I had a lady walk up and she said, you know, she's looking at the table and says, what's special about your cookies? What's special? And I said, well, they're 100% vegan, because she hadn't read the sign-in. She said, oh, okay. And then she said, are they organic? And I said, no, not at this time. And she went, you know, oh, well, everybody has their faults. And I had to laugh, but I always want to be improving. Mm-hmm. So as, you know, the business grows, I want to be able to make the product better and better for people. So I want to be able to add things on when people say, do you have one that is low in sugar, or one that uses, you know, unrefined sugar, or mm-hmm. one that is, you know, certain ingredients that people might be sensitive to in there. So I always want to listen to customer feedback.
Do you have gluten-free options?
So I do have cookies that are made without gluten. I unfortunately cannot call them gluten-free because I work in a shared kitchen and have very limited space.
Right.
It has definitely come in contact. So unfortunately, if anybody's allergic, it's not safe for them to eat them. But if they are, you know, if they just avoid gluten, you know, for dietary reasons, my oatmeal raisin cookies are always gluten-free, 100% of the time. And then I will be adding on a chocolate chip one. I wasn't happy with gluten-free flours that I found at the store. I don't like any of them, so I made my own at home.
Wow.
So I found one I was happy with, you know, that working on it. So I'll be bringing that to the market, you know, for people who, you know, for dietary reasons want to avoid gluten but still want a delicious cookie.
That's really cool. I love it. You're so full of energy. I love it. Okay, so just a few random questions, if you don't mind. So do you have a favorite documentary?
Oh, that's really tough.
Or as a suggestion to people who are maybe curious about the lifestyle?
I mean, there's a few out there, and it's tough because the documentaries for, you know, for me at this point after, you know, for most people after a few years where in your head it's a normal documentary, a lot of people either get very upset by them, you know, like shocked by them, or a lot of people think that it's, you know, it's almost like it's propaganda, you know, like, oh, you're making this up and these aren't real facts. But I always stick to the main ones that most people stick to, which would be Earthlings, which is very upsetting for most people. But
it's rough to watch,
it's true. It's, yeah. I mean, it's not like it's made up. It's actual video footage, you know. So that one's a little bit more upsetting. I definitely like, oh my goodness.
Did you like the one of health, the recent one?
I actually haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God.
I know that's crazy. I'm probably one of the only people on the planet who hasn't watched it. I follow them on Facebook, and I know, I know everything with it.
Yeah, they're great. And I feel like if you've already been vegan for 5 years, you have an excuse.
No, and I know that that's a good one. But I, for the life of me, can't think of their first one that they came out with. And it's
Cowspiracy?
Yes, yeah, Cowspiracy. Yeah. I like... definitely like that one. For health aspects, I don't have any documentaries, but I do like to follow any kind of videos or podcasts by Dr. Greger.
Oh,
he's my favorite.
Amazing. Yes, I love him.
So I'm not so good with the health part of it. I eat a lot of vegan junk food, unfortunately, but I do know, I know how to go about it the right way. And I think that's a goal for health reasons because, unfortunately, there just are some people who don't care about, you know, the animals or the environment, but they care about their well-being, and that's a great one, you know, the What the Health or anything by McDougall or Greger, to kind of give everybody an insight as to what the animal products can do to your body. So
no, absolutely. So do you have any people that you look up to in terms of inspiration? I don't know, maybe in the cooking world, if you have, or if it's Dr. Greger, then it's Dr. Greger. I was just wondering if there's maybe like a chef that... A vegan chef that you come to?
I mean, I follow so many on Instagram and Facebook. I follow so many people. So it's hard to choose just one.
Maybe a few that's
I bad. Like, and I'm so sorry if I mispronounce her name, but on Facebook, she's by Vegan Richa. It's all
yes!
Indian food. She, that's my favorite.
I love her Instagram.
I love Indian food, and that's one of the ones that, like, that's my, another one besides Thai food that I still constantly am working on to improve
I
at home.
I cannot cook Indian food.
I prefer to just go out for it because they always do it better at the
yes,
restaurants.
Yes, they do.
But she's one of my favorite. You know, I love all her recipes. As far as just general vegan inspiration, weirdly enough, is, if you ever heard of her, she's a race car driver. Leilani.
Yes, oh. I love her. I have her her shirt and her poster that's signed by her.
She's going to be at the Veg Fest this year. I'm so excited.
She's coming.
She's coming. I hope she stops by my table and I will give her all of the cookies.
Oh my God. I love her. I love her so much. She's such an inspiration.
Growing up, I secretly always wanted to be a race car driver. I'm a terrible driver, but I always wanted to be a race car driver. So I love seeing her and her, you know.
Yeah, she's awesome. Great. She's great. Okay. So if somebody, and this is one of my last questions before I ask my very last question. Mm-hmm. If somebody's listening to this and they're kind of in doubt, they're curious to try maybe being vegan for some time, for whatever the reasoning, you know, if it's the health or if it's the animals or if it's the environment or if they're just curious to take on the challenge, but they're in doubt, what would you say to them to relieve that?
Well, a few things. Number one, if I can do it, I promise you anybody can do it. And I know that's a weird statement. If I told you how many, like literally every meal I ate was meat for like, I don't know how many years of my life. So, and everything in my house growing up was covered in cheese. I mean, everything was. So if I can do it, and actually, weirdly enough, even my father has been, 100% Italian. Everything's meat and cheese. And even he's been doing vegan for the past, I don't know how many months it's been.
Wow.
So I get text messages from him with like recipes and I'm like, oh, be still my heart, I guess.
I love that.
But the only advice I can give is whatever reason you need to find, find it, because it's not only better for the environment, better for your health, better for the animals. It's win-win-win. But do any steps you can. You know, some people don't agree with doing a little bit at a time. I was one of those little bit at a time people. It took, you know, it took me 6 months. Do anything you can to reduce your intake, number one. Number two, easy things to do is make the meals you like the way you normally make them and just take the meat out. Don't try to replace it with, you know, crazy things. You know, oh, let me find a meat replacer because you're probably going
to
hate it the first time you eat it. Most people do. Right. So just make your usual thing, you know, make chili, but just leave the ground beef out and have all the beans and all the peppers and the spice, you know, make your pasta dish and just leave out the sausage. Have pasta with mushrooms and sauce and whatever other veggies you like. Don't try to be too elaborate, you know, in the beginning. And even if you start with something simple, like one meal a day, whatever it might be. And I promise you it's doable. You know, some people get deterred if they try one vegan cheese and it tastes awful. They're like, never again. There is so many brands out there of so many products. There's something out there for you to try.
Right.
But I always tell people, try to stick with your whole foods, you know, your things that look like the way they came out of the ground. Your fruits, your vegetables, your grains. You're going to feel satisfied. And make sure in the beginning, if you decide to do the full switch, you're getting enough calories. A lot of people, when they make the switch, don't physically get enough calories and they feel sick and they're like, oh, it's making me sick. I can't do
that. I feel so weak.
Yes, get enough calories. A lot of people switch and they're like, I'm going to drink smoothies all day or and have salad, but you have eaten 800 calories and no one can make it on that. So,
right.
Yeah.
And be a nice person.
Get angry. Yeah.
Okay. And then the question that I usually always close out with, hence the name of my podcast, Follow Your Kind, is just exploring what the value of kindness means for you and how you get to follow it in your daily life.
My husband would have to laugh at this because I'm from Philly, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but the running joke is that girls from there are pretty like, we're like tough broads. We're pretty scary, you know. Yeah. So I can come off as a little gruff with some people or a little bit like loud or boisterous or like whatever. But I really, you know, I try to look at things through other people's eyes. You know, I never want to do something to somebody else that I wouldn't want done to me. So some people think, you know, oh, don't be a doormat. You know, you're letting people walk all over you. But for me, it's about, you know, do unto others as you would want done unto you, you know, type of thing. And I think that's an easy mentality to live by. If you know, a lot of people, you know, there's unfortunately a lot of like homeless people around here. A lot of people are like, oh, don't give them anything, you know. And I try to when I remember, you know, whether it be, you know, helping a homeless person who's asked for something or, you know, I like to, if anybody's listening, I will happily donate to you. If you have an animal charity, I do donate cookies for any fundraisers or different things,
which
I have done before.
Yeah,
Team Humane and Humane League. I've also donated twice before to Full Circle Farm Sanctuary.
They're amazing.
And So I'd be more than happy to donate if you have a charity or fundraiser. Yeah, I just like to see, you know, see things through other people's eyes as much as possible.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I really, really appreciate your time today. I'm glad that we finally got to talk in person. I loved your vegan story. And I'm really excited to dig in the cookies. And if anybody is looking for a cookie tray for yourself, for a birthday, for some event to sweeten up somebody's life, just go to Jamie's Cookie Dough in Instagram or Facebook, and you can arrange the delivery over there. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
For more information, you can go to followyourkind.com or follow me on Instagram at kindchristina. Please also subscribe to the show and give me a good review. Thanks for stopping by.